Okay, we're doing brachot. We're up to Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and Amar Mar. We are by the two dots. We said tzaddik v'tov la tzaddik ben tzaddik, tzaddik v'ra lo tzaddik ben rasha. Eini, is that really so? That's what defines it. Ve'aktiv poked avon avot al banim, v'chtiv u'banim lo imtu al avot. The verses, one verse says the kids do carry the father's sins. The other one says sons don't die over their father's sins. V'ramin en kaya adadi. And we ask this contradiction of verses, one versus the other. And we answer, that it depends on whether they're going in their parents' footsteps or not. If they continue in their parents' footsteps, then they die for their own plus their parents' sin. But if not, then they don't. So how could it be that the child carries his father's sin and that's why he has it bad? So what God was telling Moshe is different than what you thought. It's not that tzaddik v'tovlo is the son of a rasha, but rather tzaddik v'tovlo is tzaddik gamur. Tzaddik v'ra lo, tzaddik sheino gamur. Rasha v'tovlo, rasha sheino gamur. Rasha v'ra lo, rasha gamur. So when we say ben, it doesn't mean literally the son of, but rather the product of. Tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik ben tzaddik, that's a tzaddik who's completely like the product of a tzaddik. It says whole, so then he has a good. When he has a bed, it's because he's not perfect. And this understanding is in this discord, is in disagreement with Rabbi Meir. Upliga de Rabbi Meir, this understanding that Moshe Rabbeinu was answered when he asked, God, I want to understand your ways, is in disagreement with Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that God did not answer that request. He said, now I'm not telling you how I run the world, and that's what we'll learn next time as much.